Getting medical care for your animals can be a hassle for the owners and even the pets themselves. But locals have found that mobile vet clinics can make the process a little easier. KUNR's Mariel Day tagged along with a clinic and witnessed how convenient and accessible they can be for their clients.
He likes his ear. This is the only thing he likes is getting his inside of his ears rubbed.
Okay.
He says, "Hi, I'm Ramon. I'm 18 years old. I'm cranky. I poop."
Lloyd Scott sits on his walker in his living room. Not far away, Ramon, a Chihuahua mix, stands next to his bed. Veterinarian Renee Bufkin sits nearby on a step trying to gain Ramon's confidence. After hearing that he likes his ear rubbed, she immediately scratches the spot, and that's all it took for Ramon to warm up to her. Scott has been a client of Vet2Pet for as long as he could remember. And now that he's in his late 70s, having a mobile vet clinic come to his house has become even more beneficial for him.
I'm telling you, walking for me has gotten to be a real journey and not a pleasant one.
Scott needs his walker to get around his house, and driving to a vet clinic can be challenging. So when he got Ramon a couple weeks ago, an 18-year-old Chihuahua mixed breed, from a friend, he knew just who to call.
Is he on any medications?
No.
No flea tick heartworm, pain meds, anything like that?
No, his previous person...
Bufkin started Vet2Pet in 2006. Prior to that, she worked in a few brick-and-mortar veterinary clinics. But then she realized she wanted better flexibility with her schedule.
The system of used to be veterinarians would be, you know, nose to the grindstone all the time, and they were on call and all that kind of stuff. And just that doesn't work out with the schedule of people who want to start families and be at home more.
Bufkin says mobile vet clinics are suitable for those who prefer in-home euthanasia or end-of-life care, and for owners who don't want their pets exposed to pathogens in a veterinary hospital. And for people like Scott, it's less strain on an older dog like Ramon to simply stay at home where he feels the most comfortable. Inside Scott's home, Bufkin was able to do a checkup. She brought her scale, a stethoscope, chip reader, and a few other necessities to figure out if Ramon needs further medical care.
Did you want to go outside, Ramon? Oh, did you eat your nummies?
As Ramon repeatedly walks from his bed to the backyard, then to the kitchen to drink water, and back to the living room, Bufkin discusses Ramon's medical needs.
Just because this is a new house for him, so if he stumbles over things, it's because he can't see them, okay? Teeth, obviously, are a serious concern. With where his teeth are now, it's probably just the plaque.
Homeward Bound, also a mobile vet clinic, has been around for nearly as many years. They only treat cats and dogs, but their services include a fully stocked pharmacy, wellness exams, vaccinations, preventive medicine, and allergy and genetic testing. Henry Bell, part owner and practice manager of the clinic, says a benefit of a mobile clinic is seeing the pets in their natural element.
Certain anomalies that people can't explain, hey, my dog's or my cat's throwing up and it's lethargic, it's doing this, you know, and we go into the house and we see a poisonous plant. So we're like, well, that could be your problem.
But a few cons can be the cost because of the travel fee, he says. And the limited services, since they're not a full clinic.
A dental clean for a dog this age and size and the way the teeth are, you're probably going to be looking $1,500, $2,000 would be my guess.
I don't have that.
But
back in Scott's home, Bufkin tells him a few options he could do with Ramon's teeth. But for Scott, a retired veteran on a fixed income, the cost is too high. Bufkin understands and says giving him love and attention during the dog's last years is enough.
Thank you ever so much. How much I owe you, sweetheart?
Just the usual $10,000. You know what? Don't worry. Don't worry about it this time. Catch me.
While Bufkin and Scott bid goodbyes to one another, Ramon patiently waits for his turn. Bufkin then pets Ramon and tells him to be a good boy. Afterwards, she packs all of her things and loads her van. And just like that, an hour has passed and the Chihuahua mixed breed was able to get his veterinary needs without his owner ever worrying about how to get to a clinic. Mariel Day, KUNR News.